Welcome to this month's edition of Dental Soundbites. This is Dr. Bill Griffin, the Vice President for Dental Ministries with the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. And what a joy it is to be able to share with you the stories of so many across the nation who serve Christ through the dental profession. Today's guest, Dr. Jonathan Spinn, is someone I met over a decade ago, and our paths keep crossing both domestically and internationally. I'm elated to announce that Dr. Spinn is CMDA's new Midwest Regional Dental Coordinator. He joins us today from his home in Indianapolis, Indiana. Dr. Spinn and his wife, Amy, are partners in international ministry as well as in the rest of life. He received his undergraduate degree from Taylor University, then went on to attain his dental degree at Southern Illinois University in 2008. Let's join Dr. Spinn now to learn more about how the Lord has been using him in dental ministry. Well, Jonathan, thank you for spending some time with me and with our listening audience on CMDA's Dental Soundbites.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's good to be with you and honored to be here on the podcast.
Now, I noticed that you graduated from Taylor University in Upland, Indiana. It just so happens that our CEO, Dr. Mike Chupp, graduated from there. Now, Mike was a summa cum laude graduate. How did you do there, John?
Well, not quite that well, Bill. I'm going to be honest. I was not even cum laude, so that speaks well of our current CEO. But yeah, I remember it was a dose of humility going to Taylor and having to step up my game a little bit. It was humbling to get that first semester of used to not having to work too hard in terms of studying. And so thankfully, I enjoyed my time at Taylor. I knew we had a common bond with Mike Chupp. And a good place to thankful to have gone there.
Well, like you, dental school was a humbling experience for me as well. I'm not sure I can spell summa cum laude, but I'm glad we have Mike here. And I'm glad we have you here as well, John. Now, after finishing up your undergraduate education, you headed to Southern Illinois University to earn your dental degree. I've had the privilege of visiting SIU for a Lunch and Learn event a few years back, and I've also done several mission trips with students from there. How was your dental school experience at SIU?
Well, I really enjoyed my time at SIU, and I'm really thankful that I went there. It was just very down-to-earth. I had, got a very good foundation in dentistry there, had 50 people in a class, and we were not combined with medical students, so you all spend a lot of time together, had three pretty close friends that we studied together. I still keep in touch with those guys, and we had a small CMDA chapter, was involved in a healthy church there in Alton, and they were also very supportive of our CMDA chapter and hosted their baccalaureate service. So dental school was challenging, certainly had some sight, the first year just getting adjusted. The second year was probably the most difficult. The third year kind of maybe the easiest year. And then the fall of the senior year was pretty challenging as well. But thankful to have gone to Southern and still keep in touch with some of the people I went to church with when I was there and hoping to get back there here one of these days. I actually, Dr. Hopp, the campus advisor, she was one of my instructors. I ran into her at the ADA meeting in October. So
I know you've moved around quite a bit in your years as a dentist. Tell us about your journey since dental school.
Well, yes, I graduated from Southern in 2008, and then I went straight into a AGD program, an Advanced Education General Dentistry program at Fort Benning, Georgia. And then I was with an infantry brigade in Louisiana, and then I was deployed to Afghanistan for a year. And then Fort Carson in Colorado Springs, was there about 4 years with two different assignments. And then now been moved to Florida in 2016 and was there about 7 years, and now just moved to Indiana. So seen dentistry in different parts of the country and the world. And so it's been an interesting journey.
Yeah, it seems like you've really gotten around in your first decade plus here. And throughout those travels, at least what I've picked up on is I get the impression that of all the possible dental procedures that we as dentists can provide, what you enjoy the most seems to be extractions. In fact, You have an excellent video course on CMDA's Online Learning Center focusing on extractions. I believe it's called the Ten Commandments of Dental Extractions. Why do you think you've had such an affinity for extractions over the years?
Well, I guess it's a combination of things. I mean, some of it is just the need of where I was working. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was at Fort Polk, we had one oral surgeon for 10,000 active duty.
Wow.
And you have a disproportionate number of 18 to 25-year-olds, and there are a lot of wisdom teeth to be extracted. And so that's kind of where it started. You know, I had, you know, a good relationship with the oral surgeon. I did the partial bonies. He did the full bonies. You know, we worked together and tried to meet the needs of our patient population. You know, I mean, it's what I enjoy. I like working with tools. I like working with my hands. And I think it's a kind of a, where those two intersect. And, you know, the last 7 years I've worked in public health in Florida, and just unbelievable need, you know, people coming from sometimes up to 2 hours away to get teeth extracted. So that's kind of, I guess it's a combination of passion and need. And that's kind of where it meets.
Yeah, it's interesting how the Lord directs our path in such a way as to best be able to meet the needs of people around us. And like you, I think extractions are a great service to be able to offer. It's not that you are glad people need extractions, but there's a certain finality of extractions that when you're doing a root canal or a crown or a bridge or whatever, you wonder how long is it going to last. But with extractions, it's gone, and they usually don't grow back. So you're pretty much done when you get that tooth out.
I like extracting teeth that need to be extracted.
Right.
try to, you know, we do some heroics, and certainly in public health, try to keep teeth. But yeah, there is a time and a place when it's the tooth is no longer one of the elect and it needs to come out. So
I like that. And especially in international situations, those extractions can mean the difference between life and death and those large infections that can develop. I believe you and I may have first met through a sister organization, the Christian Dental Society. Like several of our members, including me, you are a part of the leadership of both groups. What do you see as the most outstanding aspects of each group?
Well, I think they're just different focus of the two different organizations. I think they're both good organizations. CDS is a lot smaller, a little more grassroots, you know, just kind of started out helping people who want to do their own short-term mission trips, renting equipment, things like that. Whereas the CMDA is, you know, a little wider spectrum. And I think the biggest thing that CMDA has is, you know, just the presence on the dental school campuses. And CMDA does a lot to, you know, for discipleship and encouragement of dental students, where CDS is more just focused on, you know, short-term missions and helping people facilitate that. And so I think there's a place for both. I love how CMDA has got CE opportunities, you know, accreditation through AGD PACE and just things that smaller entities just can't offer. You know, there's a place for both organizations, but I'm encouraged to be, you know, excited about being involved in both of them.
Yes, you just mentioned something that you reminded me of. I appreciate you being a part of our CE committee so that we can provide continuing education credit for our online courses. As I compare CDS and CMDA, the thought comes to mind that if a dentist wants to float down the Amazon River on a raft, going from village to village providing treatment, CDS will find them a raft and everything else they need to do that. But if a dentist wants to go on a more predictable trip to a known location, working with a dependable partner, GHO does a tremendous job in putting those trips together.
Yeah, and I think those are, you know, there's a time and a place for, you know, I think some people just have different, some people want a turnkey trip that everything is taken care of for them. And I think that's what GHO provides. Some people want to just go off on their own and want the support of the equipment. And that's kind of more what CDS does.
Yes, agreed. Now, in the midst of your various talents and experiences, what I am most grateful for at this point in time is your desire to begin serving with the Christian Dental Association as our Midwest Regional Dental Coordinator. This position is primarily designed to help grow CMDA ministry at dental schools. What most excites you about this opportunity?
You know, I go back to how I even considered this and found out, you know, I was at the ADA meeting last October. And I saw the map. I saw that, you know, I knew that Jennifer Wade had taken over the Southeast. And then I saw her name was also the Midwest. And I wondered about the Midwest. And I was And then later that week, I was at the Christian Dental Society board meeting, and I looked around the room and I realized, you know, I was the youngest guy in the room. And I think about the people that we have recruited on our iTech dental trip. Most of our volunteer dentists are in their late 50s, 60s, early 70s. And I thought, you know, what's the future of Christian dentists? And I thought about CMDA is the group that has the access to the student chapters. And what if we could get involved in dentists' lives earlier in their life so that they're not waiting until they're in their late 50s to do short-term missions? And so I think that really just caused me to reassess and certainly enjoyed the work that I have done other places beforehand, but I'm excited about being able to invest and be involved in the next generation and just replacing some of these very senior, very seasoned veteran dentists who are, you know, eventually going to not be able to travel anymore and do short-term missions and so need to just be investing in the future. And I think CMDA really is the group to do that.
That's a tremendous goal. And I was actually about 40 before I did my first trip. And like you, I want better for these students, that they'll get an early exposure to dental mission trips and that could become a lifelong pursuit for them. Now, as our Midwest Regional Dental Coordinator, you're following in the footsteps of Dr. Katie Musser and Dr. Jennifer Wade, who have helped to create solid ministry at several Midwest dental schools. And I'm grateful for the fact that both Drs. Musser and Wade continue to be involved in promoting CMDA ministry in other parts of the country. How do you see your partnership with other past and present regional dental coordinators helping your efforts with Midwest dental schools?
Yeah, I think that the collaboration, you know, I'm excited about that, you know, Jennifer and I just yesterday talked about an hour and a half to kind of hand off of going through the different schools across the Midwest. You know, Lee Bridgman, former Southeast director, a friend of mine. You know, Gary Boudreau in the Northeast, also a friend of mine. And so I think that, you know, when and where possible, we need to collaborate and help each other. And you know, just yesterday I noticed the name of a guy on the new member list from the Southeast. And you know, Jennifer asked me about reaching out to a student that's going into the Army. And I said, yeah, put them in contact with me. And so I think there's plenty of room to collaborate across the different regions and, you know, excited about that.
Right. And I've learned a good bit from our regional dental coordinators, and you find out what helps facilitate ministry in one area, and that might very well be applicable to another area as well. You're coming on board with some great people. And yet, my strong suspicion is that you won't limit your CMDA ministry to just dental students, but that you will also be working to connect and encourage graduate members as well.
Well, and I think that it's an and both, not an either or. You know, obviously, the CMDA is best known for its student ministry, but I think we do need to continue to make opportunities for dentists to be involved in CMDA throughout their lives. And especially if we want to mentor these younger students, we need to have more senior graduate dentists involved in CMDA. And so I'm hoping to, Lord willing, be able to develop both sides of that, both the professional side and the student side, because they really go hand in hand. And I'm encouraged, you know, just I think about what you had, the dentist from Iowa that taught the sessions out in Colorado, just things like that, opportunities for more senior Christian dentists to be able to mentor younger, the next generation. And I think we need to keep working in that direction.
You mentioned mentoring, John, and that's a huge goal of CMDA right now on the medical and dental areas. And actually, last year, we had more dentists willing to provide mentoring than we had graduating students that were looking for a mentor. And we'll be working on putting those together again this year. This is a huge priority for us. And for any of you dentists that are considering how the Lord might use you in dentistry, look for an email that will ask for new mentors willing to work with some of these graduating students again this year. Now, one thing that you and I have in common is that we've both been involved with training trips to remote developing nations, where we've taught Christians how to remove teeth as a way for them to communicate the love of Christ to their countrymen. We've both had the privilege of working with Jamie Saint of iTech and Linda Webster with Empower. What inspired you to first get involved with these trips?
Well, it was a classmate of mine in dental school. He was 3 years ahead of me. came back and spoke to our CMDA chapter about going on a trip to Africa, teaching people how to extract teeth. Hmm. Yeah, I learned about that, but didn't. It took a few years till I actually had the opportunity to be involved in that. And in 2011, I went on my first trip with Empower to Uganda. And, you know, I think the helpful thing was getting to see some students who had been trained a year before, mm-hmm. and I could tell they had taken out a lot of teeth, and they were really pretty good. And I think, you know, some of it is just the context. You know, in the United States, if it's less than one dentist for 5,000 people, is considered a healthcare shortage area. But some of these African countries have no dental schools, and then one dentist for 1 million people. And so, you know, just the context there. And so my first trip with Empower was in 2011, and that, you know, did kind of one or two trips a year while I was in the Army. And then after that, you know, joined ITEC in 2016 and, you know, was out of the Army at that point, had a little more flexibility to travel. And so, you know, hoping, you know, probably will still be involved in doing dental training, you know, short-term missions. I hope to continue that in the future.
Yes. I remember one trip that you and I did together in Kenya. It was an upper premolar that broke, and I was struggling trying to get that root tip out, and you very graciously jumped in to help me out. And if you hadn't been there, I still might be in Kenya trying to get that darn root tip out.
Well, probably oral surgeons would laugh at us for being that concerned about tiny root tip, but we got it out.
John, I'm very excited about you joining our CMDA team. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with our fellow dental members?
I'm encouraged and I'm excited to be a part of CMDA. And I guess to those who are listening, in what you just mentioned of thinking about next generation of your graduate dentist to be willing and available to mentor someone in the next generation. And I'm encouraged. I've watched CMDA just navigate some challenging waters, especially on the medical side. And so I'm excited about being a part of this organization in the future. I've watched them weather some storms, and this is an organization I can get behind and get excited about what they're doing. And so I'm happy to come on board and excited about what God has in store in terms of the future here in the Midwest region and beyond.
Well, Jonathan, I very much look forward to working with you in the Midwest region and wherever the Lord might lead you. Thanks for being my guest today on Dental Soundbites.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill, for having me on the podcast.
Over the past few years, the Lord has been growing our dental team at CMDA, and Dr. Spinn is a most welcome and appreciated part of our team. We are blessed to have three other regional dental coordinators across the nation, Dr. Malika Johnson in San Diego, Dr. Gary Boudreau in Augusta, Georgia, and Dr. Jennifer Wade in Fort Worth, Texas, along with Dr. Katie Musser, who works with our Dental Residency Plus program in Memphis, and also strives to create new CMDA dental residency programs in other locations. We also have many campus advisors across the nation, sowing into the lives of dental students at over 40 dental schools throughout the U.S., including Dr. Fernando Astorga at the University of North Carolina, Dr. Greg Griffin at the Dental College of Georgia, Dr. McKinley Solt at the University of Colorado, Dr. Nadia Kawar at the University of Illinois Chicago, Dr. John Ward at LSU, and many, many more. I praise God for the commitment of these men and women to disciple our next generation of dentists, and your membership in CMDA helps to make all of this possible. Now let's turn it over to Jamie Majeski, our Associate Director of Stewardship, for a few timely announcements.
You are invited to join us for a CMDA Biblical Tour in 2023. These tours are unlike any other because each tour includes incredible Bible teaching and cultural experiences. Just like the tour Dr. Bill Griffin and his wife Linda will be leading in November 2023 to Israel to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Other tours this year are headed to Greece, Turkey, and more biblical sites. Plus, you will meet other Christian healthcare professionals and create friendships that will last a lifetime. Visit cmda.org/tours to learn more and to register. And don't wait. Each tour is limited to around 50 participants each, and they fill up quickly. so make your reservations today. Are you interested in short-term mission trips? Well, now is the time to start thinking about signing up for a global health outreach trip. GHO sends teams around the world to El Salvador, East Africa, India, the Pacific, Central Asia, the Middle East, and many other places. Through these trips, we disciple participants, grow national churches, share the gospel, and provide care to the poor and needy. Our teams minister in outpatient primary care medicine and dentistry, and in small and large hospitals to provide surgical services. And don't forget, for dentists new to GHO, there are $1,500 scholarships available thanks to the Dale Willis GHO Memorial Scholarship Fund. If you're interested in using the skills and resources the Lord has entrusted to you, visit cmda.org/GHO to learn more and find a trip that works in your schedule.
In closing, I am so grateful for the record number of dentists and dental students who attended our recent national convention in the Cincinnati area. I left inspired by several profound speakers, and I also very much appreciated the time with dentists and students who have hearts to serve others through healthcare. Be inspired by the words of the Apostle Peter in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. To God be the glory. Until next time, God bless.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.